Recorded Books and One-Click Digital present Masks by E.C. Blake, narrated by Elizabeth Morton and directed by Angel Morality Dotson.
Prologue, Pain and Fire. From atop a nameless mountain, the Autarch of Agrima watched another of his villages burn. The mountain had no name, because it deserved none. Its peak was not distinctive, no towering cliff face set it apart from its fellows, no spectacular fall of water cascaded down its stony flanks. It was not even particularly tall, little more than a hill, really. What it did offer was a clear view of the far more spectacular mountains to the north, and down its eastern slope, a clear view of the village of Starbright. Or at least it had offered such a view when Starbright still existed. Nothing now remained of it but crumbling walls, charred beams, smoking embers, and the tumbled, bloody corpses of its residents, even now being dragged through the streets to the mass grave, scarring the once lush grass of the village green. The acrid tang of smoke stung the Autarch's throat, but he ignored it, though it made Keltan, his white stallion, stamp and blow. Behind him, the black geldings of the 6 sun guards were likewise restless. He ignored them, too. A similar entourage had surrounded him all his life, even before his father's agonizing death from the poison of the now defeated rebels. Had he turned to look at the sun guards, he would also have seen the ocean, stretching out to the infinite western horizon. 4 or 5 centuries before, there might have been a reason to look that way, to watch for the sails of ships from the myriad kingdoms of the west, sailing to Agrima to trade for the magic that only the Autarchy could offer, bearing away healers and engineers and enchanted tools, weapons, and amusements to distant exotic ports. But then had come the sickness, brought by a ragged ship with a dying crew. The sickness had raged across Agrima, felling hundreds. But in the end, the healers, through prodigious expenditure of magic, had gained the upper hand and snuffed it out. The historians believe it had been far more devastating elsewhere, for that plague ship had been the last vessel from overseas to ever make port in Agrima. At the moment, however...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?